For these are the days of the kingdom. There is a new sound in the earth. It is a sound of victory. It is a sound of war. It is a sound of the radical anointing that says we are the kingdom of God. If you're part of the kingdom, somebody shout hallelujah. A radical sound is in the earth right now. So repeat after me. We are kingdom people.
Yes, sir.
Say we're mighty warriors.
Mighty warriors.
Encourage believers.
Encourage believers.
Now look at somebody next to you and tell them, you're a king of the land.
You're a king of the land.
Tell them one on the other side, you're a possessor of life. Now grab somebody by the hand real tight and tell them, I'm ready to battle.
I'm ready to battle.
Come on, shake them a little bit and tell them, I'm ready to battle. I'm ready to battle for what's right. We're going to stomp on the devil's head tonight.
Yeah.
Under your foot, crush his head. Hallelujah. Well, come on, let's go. Y'all repeat after me. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody listen and say,
oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh. Everybody say,
oh, 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 oh.
What up, y'all? Welcome to your Kobe Radio, baby. What's good? If it's your first time, thank you for joining us. We here having a good time.
In the building, say,
everybody say, everybody say, if it's your first time joining us, man, feel free to relax. I'm sorry. It's my soul.
We got.
All right. We cutting up too much. Yo, what's up? What's good? How y'all doing, man? We here with your Kobe Radio, man. I hope y'all having a good time. Hope y'all having a blessed day. Today is Yom Kippur. Today's the Day of Atonement. Shout out to the Most High for giving us blessed days and holidays. So we are actually covering holidays, blessed days, days that God, the Most High, has given us and blessed us with that a lot of us know about, some of us don't know about. There's so many different things God gives us, and we are so blessed to have these kind of opportunities and so blessed to have these things that the devil and the enemy in the world itself tries to keep away from us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you only, you know, most people use what they have. You know, if you don't know nothing about it, then, you know, how would you know? And that's just the beauty of Christ, right? Because we don't even, a lot of us don't even keep the holy days. And how many holy holidays and festivals there are. Like, you know, I don't even know all of them like that, right? But we're going to talk about it today. And I can't sit here and say, well, you know, I've been celebrating for 20 years. I'm judging you all. Nah. So this segment is not to make somebody feel degraded, judged, or feel horrible about yourself or thinking you're going to hell or anything like that. But this is to keep you aware of the blessings that God gives us and the strength and the knowledge in the festivals and the holy days he gives us for free. That's for us. That's for all the believers out there, whether you want to call yourself a Christian, a Hebrew, whether you're an Israelite, whatever your case may be. You know, maybe you want to say you're a Gentile to say whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. These are the holy days for all the believers of the Most High through his son, Jesus Christ. So we're going to get right into it, man. Some of this may make some folks happy. Some things are going to kind of make you scratch your head. So get your pen and pad because we are going to start really talking about, let's actually hit over the one that's really kind of first on my head. We're going to talk about today, which is Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur actually is the Day of Atonement, which is really cool. So this comes from Leviticus, And this is in Leviticus 23. So there's like, so if you go to Leviticus chapter 23, starting at verse 23 on down, you hit a lot of different holidays. So you have, we have the Passover, of course, which we all know. Well, first, honestly, let's start off at chapter 23 to start. So you got the Sabbath, you have the Passover, the Feast of First Fruits, Feast of Weeks, Feast of the Trumpets, that one just passed. Feast, the Day of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur today. Feast of Booths, well, that's going to be cool. And then, yeah, I think that's kind of it. And maybe it's another one I don't know about, so you feel free to chime in at any time. So I'm going to read the one for what's going on right now, which is the Day of Atonement, but I'm going to start off reading Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 2. It says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, these are the appointed feasts of the Lord that you shall proclaim as holy convocations. They are my appointed feasts.'" Ooh, that is a strong word, convocations. That means assemblies, calling, reading. So NIV, it may say assemblies. So know that. I am going to switch actually versions over. So I'm going to go down to verse 26. And this is the Day of Atonement. It says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'The 10th day of the 7th month is the Day of Atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourselves and present a food offering to the Lord. Do not do any work on that day, because it is the Day of Atonement. When atonement is made for you before the Lord your God, those who do not deny themselves on that day must be cut off from their people. I will destroy from among their people anyone who does any work on that day. You shall do no work at all. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generation to come wherever you live. It is a day of Sabbath rest for you, and you must deny yourselves from the evening of the 9th day of the month until the following evening. You are to observe the Sabbath." And now some of y'all are like, "Well, brother, I don't think that's the correct month according to my Julian calendar, or really my Gregorian calendar." Now, this is going off, of course, the Hebrew calendar. So when you see it here, it says the 7th day of the month. Now, which is cool, because that kind of right there off top, before we even go any further, shows you the power of Christ, because Christ saved us from that and gave us a lot of redemption. Because in this time, remember, this is the time after Moses had brought all the Israelites from Exodus, for once they left Egypt and they were free to celebrate God in the wilderness. And a lot of this comes from that, you know. So Moses was given the law and he passed it down to these people, and God would give them certain duties and responsibilities and laws, statutes, and commandments to follow. And so this was part of it. And what's crazy is a lot of people don't know God would strike people down, literally. Like, you would be obliterated, killed, done, right? And of course, some of us are like, "Well, wait, so what you saying, bro? Like, God gonna kill me if I don't keep this holiday?" Nah, I'm not saying that. That's the beautiful thing about Christ, because Christ was our sacrificial lamb, so we don't have to sacrifice bulls and lamb and put blood on our doors. So the Passover plague wouldn't take our firstborn, our firstborn son. Like, you know, these are the things that, but this is a remembrance. So when it says to put fringes on your shirt, or grow your beard out a certain way, or to wear linen on certain days and stuff like that, these are remembrance of our ancestors when they were in the wilderness, when they did the hardship, right? It's like if you have Black History Month, right? We remember our ancestors who did so much for us to get to the point that we are at now, right? Or you do any kind of Memorial Day, that is a remembrance, right? We do, a lot of folks remember 9/11, right? Because that was a hardship that, you know, we overcame in this country, or wherever country you may be in, like their Independence Day, you know, when you get past that, right? I know a lot of Ethiopians just celebrated a New Year's not too long ago, right? That is a special day for them, right? Or not too long ago, your tree has celebrated Independence Day, you know, or any country, right? You know, Nigeria has their Independence Day. Ghana has their Independence Day, that people celebrate in remembrance of the struggle that their ancestors went through to fight through that and go through that, that trial and tribulation. So when God gives us these festivals and holy days, these are honestly to give us excitement, joy, knowing that, man, God has blessed us in so many different ways with some appointed feasts and festivals. Now, what is the kind of strange thing is that we often mistake these feasts and festivals with modern day holidays that are American consumerism holidays. Examples: Halloween, Thanksgiving. Now, don't get me wrong, I like Thanksgiving food too, right? But even if you look at the history of Thanksgiving, right, how the colonizers came and, you know, basically backstabbed the Native Americans at that feast, and it turned into a bloodshed massacre. Now, of course, we like to try to change oil in the water by making it a beautiful day for us to all get together, celebrate, whoop-de-whoop, ha-ha, because honestly, that because a lot of us want to get together and see each other, which is a beautiful thing. We want to love each other, love our families. That's fine. But how much more beautiful would that be if we align that with God's holy festivals and holidays? Because we know the ugliness of Thanksgiving, but we try to make it into something that is not, right? Because we love family. But that's the beautiful things, right, of the offering, or the offerings of the first fruit, or the festival of weeks, or the festival of trumpets, or the Day of Atonement, or the festival of tabernacles, right, which is the festivals of booth or feast of booths. Those things we can use. Christmas, we all know that's not the day Christ was born. Now, that it's you know, some similarities, but the first of all, the calendar days don't match up. Whether you're using the Hebrew calendar, whether you're using the Ethiopian calendar, you know, those dates don't match up at all. And honestly, it doesn't snow in Israel in December like it does in America. So how we get the Christmas tree and all that, we're about to talk about. Easter, that's a beautiful thing, celebrating the death and resurrection of Christ. That is a beautiful thing. Crazy enough, Christ was crucified during Passover. A lot of folks don't know that. So Easter and Passover are very similar. Now, I don't know why churches don't just say Passover instead of just saying Easter, because Christ really fulfilled that sacrificial lamb for us, because in Exodus 12, when the Passover plague would come, it came and killed the firstborn of every son. So the Israelites would have to put blood of a lamb on their doorstep, on the tops and on the sides. And so the plague would go past them. So it passed over them. So in Passover also, in the day of Christ, when Christ died and rose again, he died those 3 days, that weekend, and rose again. So I mean, he passed over death and came back. So he is our sacrificial lamb. So we don't have to do a lot of the things, the law, no more, because he fulfilled the law. He didn't come to abolish it, but he fulfilled it, which is a beautiful thing. Now, where the Easter bunny comes in, I don't know. That's something that's been blowing my mind. I don't get it. So let's get into it. Let's talk about, let's really hit over the head before the holiday season gets going. Now, Christmas. Halloween, I think, is self-explanatory. Like, it had nothing to do with the Bible at all. And you already know, half of y'all getting dressed, going to be wearing half-naked clothes, trying to find somebody to get in with tonight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just be real. Like, I know when I was in the world like that, I was looking for any and anybody to sleep with who got the most, you know, scandalous outfit on, low self-esteem, whatever the case may be. You know, she looked good. I'm just thinking of pure sex. You know, and a lot of y'all going to be thinking about that. And a lot, especially speaking to a lot of males and the females, to the ladies too. You know, so I'm not trying to judge nobody. I've been in the same boat. You can probably find a picture of me at a Halloween party. But nah, I know better, so I'm trying to do better. So just think about that. So that should be self-explanatory. Thanksgiving, if you're going to do it, you know, you might as well bring up the real meaning of it and just really center it around Christ. And try to find you a cool holiday that's a festival for you to celebrate in the Word. Now, Christmas. Now, Christmas, remembering Christ being born is beautiful. But let's talk about the Christmas tree. And y'all like, well, Dylan, don't get to talking about my Christmas tree. Please, please, I'm begging you, don't do that. So let's get on to this verse. Let's hit Jeremiah chapter 10, starting at verse 1. Woo-wee! I'm going to read this in two versions so y'all can't miss this one. It talks, Jeremiah chapter 10 brings up God and idols. And this is going to get real interesting. Oops, I picked the wrong. Okay. It says, Jeremiah chapter 10. Hear the word that the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the nations, nor be dismayed by at the signs of the heavens, because the nations are dismayed by them, at them. For the customs of the people are vanity. A tree from the forest is cut down and worked with an axe by the hands of a craftsman. Let me read that again. For the customs of the peoples are vanity. A tree from the forest is cut down and worked by an axe by the hands of a craftsman. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with the hammer and nails so that it cannot move. Their idols are like scarecrows in the cucumber fields, and they cannot speak. They have to be carried, for they cannot walk. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither is it in them to do good. Now I'm gonna read. Man, I'm sitting here. I got caught reading and forgot to read out loud. Man, it's crazy. It says, wow. So I'm gonna read this in NIV now from verse 1 on down to where we left off at. It says, hear what the Lord says to you, people of Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not learn the ways of the nations or be terrified by the signs in heavens, though the nations are terrified by them. For the practices of the peoples are worthless. They cut a tree out of the forest, and a craftsman shapes it with his chisel. They adorn it with silver and gold. They fasten it with a hammer and nails so it will not totter. Like a scarecrow in the cucumber field, their idols cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot walk. Do not fear them. They can do no harm, nor can they do any good. Then it ends. No one is like you, Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power. Who should not fear you, King of nations? This is your due. Among all the wise leaders of the nations and all their kingdoms, there is none like you. Amen. They are all senseless and foolish. They are taught by worthless wooden idols. Hammered silver is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz. What the craftsman and goldsmith with made, it is then dressed in blue and purple, all made by skilled workers. Ooh-wee. It goes, actually, it continues on and on and on. Wow. Now, So I was actually going to keep reading. So now, none of y'all are like, okay, Dylan, well, that was a cool verse and all, but like, I hear you, but like, what are you really kind of getting at? Like, yeah, I can see that that was clearly talking about a Christmas tree, but I don't think I'm doing necessarily anything out of the norm. So, I don't know if you guys ever heard of this thing called the Asherah, whatever you want to call it. If you go to Deuteronomy chapter 16 at verse 21, it talks about forbidden forms of worship. It says, you shall not plant any tree as an Asherah beside the altar of the Lord your God. that you shall make, and you shall not set up a pillar which the Lord your God hates. Now, Asheroth is called, it is a deity. It is supposed to be called, sometimes referred to as an angel, a great judge, a ruler, judge, divine one. It's also used as a, it says this is a Hellenized from the Middle Eastern goddess Asheroth, a form of Ishtar. Ishtar is actually where they get the name Easter from. Worshipped from the Bronze Age to the Classical Antiquity Ages. This was a Canaanite and Phoenician goddess who was celebrated in Egypt. Now it says also the history of Egypt. It says, at one point, the history of Easter becomes a little complicated. The early missionaries seeking to convert the people of the Teutonic tribes adopted the celebration of Ishtar's festival as their own. Since the festival fell around the same time as Christians' memorial of Jesus' resurrection, the missionaries simply substituted one holiday for another. This allowed the new converts to continue their tradition, but its meaning and purpose had changed. Ah, people trying to change oil into dang water. Boy, I tell you. Man, it says the history of Easter continued to be complex as the actual date of the celebration was never fully established. Some link the memorial to the ancient Hebrew calendar celebration of Passover. Mentioned that. Others link the date to the spring equinox. It says, finally, in 325 AD, Emperor Constantine, oh, here we go, Europe and their garbage, met with other church leaders, and together they decreed that Easter would fall on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. However, the controversy over the holidays date continues, with some Eastern Orthodox churches still celebrating it at the end of the Passover week. So, oh man, it says the history of Easter wouldn't be complete without the mention of the Easter Bunny and Easter eggs. Both of these common symbols of Easter are derived from ancient pagan traditions. Ishtar's pagan symbol was the rabbit or hare. The giving and receiving of eggs was also a common tradition in Teutonic tribes, eggs symbolizing rebirth and renewal. Yep, because that brought up, and I looked up what the heck Ishtar is. Ishtar is an old High German word. It's a Germanic goddess by whom the Germanic month bearing her name. Okay, so it was a wow, it's a long history of this thing. It's a pagan Anglo-Saxon goddess held at feast in Ishtar's honor, but the tradition died out and was replaced by a Christian holiday to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. So it looks like they try to change one thing into the other. I mean, it's almost borderline trying to make the N-word into something positive. But, I mean, I'm not saying, like, Christians don't celebrate Easter, right, because of the birth and resurrection of Christ. But the problem is what? The Easter eggs. You don't need Easter eggs to celebrate Christ, right? Oh, it's fun for the kids. How is it fun for the kids? The kids don't know. They're gonna go what you give them. So that's what you want to celebrate, because you're not trying to, like people take grace and they pimp it. He'd be like, well, Christ gives us grace. We don't got to follow the holy holidays, do none of that no more, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's like, well, brother, why are you willingly just submitting to paganism? Like, why would you just openly and willingly just fall into paganism? Like, that's almost like when people try to really explain the N-word. Like, you know, like you know how disgusting that word is. But somehow you are trying to find in your hardest way to make it positive. And it don't make sense. Y'all act like God didn't give us, I'm going to say myself, we act like God didn't give us holy holidays and festivals. Like, he just left us hanging, like, you know, God ain't never no fun. He all serious. Like, man, like these things cause so much division and hardship for our people that we're honestly playing ourselves by celebrating this mess. Right, the Asherah was also known as a Phoenician goddess, is a Babylonian Canaanite goddess it says the supposed consort of Baal. Her images, the goddesses, a sacred tree or a pole set up near the altar. Now, it's so many instances of this. Right here in Judges chapter 6, verse 25 says, The night the Lord said to him, take your father's bull and the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that your father has and cut down the Ashtaroth that is beside it. And build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of the stronghold here with the stones laid in the due order. Then take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah that you shall cut down. So Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had told him. But because he was too afraid of his family and the men of the town to do it by day, he did it by night. That is deep, because he literally didn't, and y'all know the story of Gideon. Gideon's 300. It's a phenomenal story. It's actually where they get the movie 300 from. Gideon tore down the tower of Asheroth and Baal, but the people of the town were so obsessed with it that he had to do it in a secret time so that they wouldn't try to kill him. So that's like me going to Times Square, cutting that tree down, being like, nah, man, we can't be worshiping this idol worship, and them people going nuts trying to take me out. Literally the same thing. Now, for believers, this should be pretty cut and dry. For those who are new to the faith, you know, there are things that we try to stay away from that God just, like, now softly tells us and tries to correct us without cutting us down. Because back in the day, he used to just strike you down if you wasn't abiding by what he said. But now that we live in the time of so much grace and mercy, that God doesn't instantly strike us down, and we have that blessing and Savior. Now, like I said, there's nothing wrong with celebrating the birth of Christ. But how many of us can truly say that your family get together and it's centered around Christ and not around gifts, not around Christmas trees, not around Santa Claus, the Rudolph and all his friends, snowmen. Like, those are, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cool to kind of, you know, talk about and stuff. But when you lose the center and the meaning of something, then it takes away the value of the whole thing, right? And this is just, a lot of it is just American consumerism to sell Hallmark cards, to ramp up gifts. I mean, how many people we know go broke on Black Friday to Christmas? I know so many families that go broke because of Christmas, right? And I can't judge anybody. I grew up with a phenomenal childhood. Like, I was beyond spoiled as a child. So I can't judge anybody for partaking in that, but what I'm saying is, how much damage is doing to our community? How much hurt and pain and robberies and feeling less than insecurities that these holidays bring that American consumerism pushes on the entire world? Like, there's nothing, like, we can't try to say, oh, you know, the Christians or God is doing this, da 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 da. No, we chose this path. We are choosing to be a part of these American consumer holidays without taking into account the beautiful festival days and feasts that our God gives us to remember our ancestors who went through the wilderness for us to be here. Like, imagine how many of us truly don't take a Sabbath. Like, I'm going to show you how much God has intervened and intertwined, right? So going back to Leviticus 23, starting at verse 3, it says, the Sabbath, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your dwelling places. Right? Some of y'all are like, that was kind of lightweight, confusing. Can you break that down a little more? So let me try to read it in the NIV. It says, starting at verse 3 of chapter 23 of Leviticus, it says, there are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work wherever you live. It is a Sabbath to the Lord. And right, thank God that we got a weekend, right? Because you know damn well the world will work you to death if they could. Some of us, we work 7 days. I know some folks out here, they work 7 days a week, all the time, two jobs. right? And God gives you a day of rest to get your mind, your body, your spirit back together, right? So God gives us so many days, empowerments, and so many beautiful things, right? Remember, the days and the appointed festivals he gives us is the Sabbath, the Passover, and the festival of unleavened bread, the offering of first fruits, the festival of weeks, the festival of trumpets, the Day of Atonement, today, Yom Kippur, the festival of tabernacles, and yeah, and I think that's the last one. So this is all can be found in Leviticus 23. What you can find about the Christmas tree is in Jeremiah 10. You can also look about the Asheroth in Deuteronomy 16, 21, Judges 6, 25, Judges 6, 26, through Judges 6, 25 through 30, I should say, 1 Kings 15, 13, 1 Kings 16, 33, 1 Kings 18, 19, 2 Kings 13 to 6, 2 Kings 17 to 16, 18 and 4, 21 and 3, 21 and 7, 23 through, shoot, the entire chapter 23, 2 Chronicles 15 and 16, and Micah 5 and 14. And remember, Christ was talking to the Pharisees and John at the same time of the Feast of the Booths. So you can't say these are just Old Testament things. This was in the New Testament too. Christ lived during Passover and the Feast of Booths. So these are things to show you that they're holy and that even Christ told his disciples to go to, right, to be around, to be a part of. So these are things that I think we should hold holy, true, and something that is that God gives us. That you know, why not take what's ours? You know, why not take what's yours? Why not be a part of something that you can love and enjoy and not feel like, you know, am I committing to sin? Is this, you know, is this living too worldly? You know, like lift that burden up off of us. You know what I'm saying? I just, I don't know. Like, if you want to know where Christ was at the Feast of Booths, it's here in John 7. It says, after this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He would not go in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now, the Jews' Feast of the Booths was at hand. So his brother said to him, leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples may see the works that you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world, for not even his brothers believed in him. Ain't that something? That's going to be a whole different Bible study. Y'all going to get me started on something different. I'm going to read y'all Jesus' reply because he the clapback king. It says, Jesus said to him, my time has not yet come, but your time is always here. Oh my gosh. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about it that it works, that its works are evil. Ooh. You go up to the feast. I am not going up to the feast, for my time has not yet fully come. After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but in private. So then it continues on. But these are the days and the feasts that God gives us. There are so many things we can do to celebrate. You know, like I got a little linen, fit on that I got from a homie from Kenya. I got these linen little shorts on I got from a Napoleon shop. You know, just things that you can do to separate yourself. Just think about it. As this holiday season approaches, how much are you going to, you know, participate in American consumerism? And how much are you going to just glorify the Most High? If you're going to get together for Thanksgiving, remember, get together for the name of Christ and make that known amongst your family, right? Talk about the history of how that day actually came about. Find you a holy holiday that you can replace it with and meet just the same. Right? You already know what time is a Halloween. The day before they call Devil's Night. You know, we got to let that go. Christmas, right? Let's remember that that if that's the day that we're going to say Christ was born, let's make it around Christ, not Santa Claus. Not the Nicolaitans, which is the three-part Greek word that means the ruling people. That means Nicopolis. That means the ruling people. Let's not follow the ways of the ruling people because Revelation, Christ has that against us. that we follow the ways of the ruling people and we uphold that way. So let us denounce that, right? And denounce the Christmas tree, right? Let's get together. We can share gifts. We can bring food. We can get together, laugh, watch Christmas movies, do all those loving things, right? But let's remove the Christmas tree. That has nothing to do with Christ, nothing to do with the Bible. Easter, we can even call it Easter. That's fine. Even if it originally comes from Ishtar, we can denounce that, right? Some of us want to call it Passover. Some of us want to call it Easter, right? But ultimately, we got to get rid of the Easter bunny. We don't celebrate the goddess of fertility, the goddess of all this stuff. Like, we don't do that. No, that's not part of our culture. That's pagan culture. That's Phoenician and Philistine culture, which was picked up by the Egyptians, the Germans, the people past the Jordan. Like, denounce that. Let's talk about the death and the resurrection of Christ, because our God lives. He's living. Our God lives. So let's celebrate that and respect him with that. Let's not pimp grace like a pimping pastor. Right? We always talk, people always want to talk about pastors. We always want to talk about people who doing negative in the church, but yet we're doing the same thing. It says the Gentiles blaspheming the name of the Holy Ones because of us. Because we hypocrites. So let's find a new way and a new day and a new age before these American consumerism holidays come up and figure out a way to give God the glory and the majesty he deserves. Right? By remembering what it truly is and calling it out for what it is. Denounce the Easter bunny. Denounce the Christmas tree. Denounce the Halloween fanatic fiasco. And denounce the false feast of Thanksgiving. Right? Meet and feast for the name of Christ and meet on love. So I will see all y'all this holiday season if I can. For those I'm about to see, I love y'all and it's going to be fun. And we're going to figure out ways to incorporate these holy holidays. If y'all got anything that I should have shared or covered more on, let me know. I kind of went through this kind of fast and I know it's kind of staggering at some points because it's a lot. And people's attention span only last that long. So I love y'all, man. And I pray and I pray and I pray that y'all receive this and don't take it negatively, and take it in good light. May y'all be blessed in everything y'all do. May the Most High bless you on this holy day that he has given us. And, yeah. I love y'all, man. May y'all stay blessed and stay in good faith. In Jesus' name. All right, y'all. This has been your Kobe Radio. Y'all have a good time. I'm going to end y'all with one of my favorites. God bless.
Some God. Hallelujah. Awesome God. Hey. Oh, come on. We're going to praise up in here today.
Yeah.
We want to celebrate our great God. His majesty, the royalty, his splendor is awesome. Hallelujah. Come on, put those hands together like this. Come on.
I am the God of hellfire, and I bring you fire.